This is program number LW2507. Well, you know, one reason some people don't recognize opportunity when it comes is because it's usually designed as hard work. Hi, this is Larry West. A fellow by the name of Alexander Annan, though, recognized that thing called opportunity, and he wasn't afraid of hard work. It happened way back in 1847. Let me tell you about it. Alexander Annan was a merchant, and he opened up a waterfront shop in Lower Manhattan where he sold supplies for ships. Well, business was competitive there, and profits were low. One day, a ship captain walked in and asked Annan if he sold marine signal flags. Well, Annan quickly responded, "Sure I do." Of course, he didn't have any in stock. He didn't even know where he was going to get any. But he was asked, "Do you sell them?" And when he was asked the question, it was precisely at that moment that he decided that that would be an item he would sell. You see, that's seizing an opportunity. Anyway, he told the captain he would have what the man needed. It took him a while to find the necessary suppliers, learn the designs, and have the flag sewn, but he got the job done. But what happened as a result, I think you'll find interesting. Other captains saw the flags, and they wanted some too, as well as big American flags for their sailing ships. Before long, he had a profitable business making flags. Flags for everyone, landlubbers included. Flags he made led Union troops into battle during the Civil War. When the war was ended, it was an Annan flag that draped Abraham Lincoln's casket. When Perry discovered the North Pole in 1909, he marked his accomplishment with an Annan flag. Today, the company that grew from Alexander Annan's seizing that first opportunity has grown into the largest manufacturer of flags in the United States, if not the world. Its special pride is the world's largest free-flying flag flown from the New Jersey end to the George Washington Bridge on national holidays. That old glory is 60 by 90 feet, with stars 3 feet across and stripes 5 feet wide. Alexander Annan was a fellow who grabbed an opportunity, and he was not afraid of hard work. You know, today it seems that there are so many people afraid of hard work that they expect the door of opportunity to open with an electric eye. Some opportunities come along only once. As you look back, I've got a question for you. Do you have any regrets yourself? I mean, do you see any opportunities that came along and for one reason or another, you just fail to take advantage of them? Is a bluebird blue? Got some news for you. We all have. But it's just like what Alexander Graham Bell said one time. He said, "When one door closes, another opens." But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us. So I've got a challenge for you today. Don't dwell on opportunities lost. Turn and focus in on new ones coming your way. You know, in one way, life is sort of like wading out into a mountain stream and standing there and watching everything pass by. Instead of leaves and logs and fish passing by, it's opportunities. Those you couldn't grab a hold of, you ought not to dwell on. Look upstream. Something else is coming. Of course, there's another way to look at life. This way is not standing in the stream. It's swimming in it. Francis Bacon said a long time ago, "A wise man will make more opportunities than he finds." There's one opportunity, though, you know, that comes along many times in life. And it's the one, really, that Jesus Christ gives to everyone. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Of course, he's looking for those who are not afraid of some hard work. He goes on, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." I say that opportunity comes along several times in life. The only problem is no one knows exactly when life, when time is going to stop. That means the opportunity you have now just could be your last. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that teaches Jesus Christ. Why not take advantage of this opportunity? Swim toward it and grab it. Let me send you this free, non-denominational Bible study course. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.